This is KUT. When lawmakers meet in Austin later this summer for a special legislative session, Governor Greg Abbott wants them to curb Texas towns' ability to protect local trees. KUT's Mose Bushell explains what it could mean if tree rules were scrapped.
In an interview with Dallas-Fort Worth's WBAP Morning News last week, the governor gave some background on why he wants tree rules repealed.
You may think that you own the trees on your land. That's not the case in Austin, Texas.
He said he once wanted to cut down a pecan tree in his yard, and the city of Austin charged him a permitting fee and asked him to replant other trees as part of the process.
It is socialistic, is what it is.
This is part of a larger fight the governor's been picking with Austin, even saying recently that the smell of freedom gets stronger once you leave the city.
I should ask, since you guys came in from San Marcos, right? Did you smell less freedom as you drove into Austin?
Yeah, no, we did. I feel constrained as we speak.
That's Ron Hagelman, a professor of geography at Texas State. And just to be clear, he was joking. Hagelman and PhD student Brendan Levy have been studying local tree rules. Levy says Austin isn't alone. There are actually 60 Texas cities and towns that have them. Many of those lean conservative.
From Paris to Edinburgh, Abilene, I believe, is another one that has them. So they proliferate throughout the state, but mainly concentrated in faster-growing regions.
How many trees do these regulations protect? In Austin, they say around 7,700 permits were submitted to remove or to harm heritage trees between 2002 and 2011. Only around 5% of those were denied outright.
So the idea that urban forestry regulations are in any kind of ubiquitous way causing people to not be allowed to cut trees down, none of the data bear that out at this moment. Let me put it that way, right?
He says the rules serve more to manage and monitor the urban forest to safeguard its long-term survival. If the rules are thrown out, Hagelman says, sure, more trees will be cut down.
But the bigger loss, in addition to what are the other loss, is the fact that if you take away the regulations, you take away the city architecture and the funding associated with maintaining the urban forest.
He mentions funding there because it's federal government grants that pay for some of the very tree preservation programs the governor's hoping to abolish. Now, the state attorney general might also weigh in. Yesterday, Central Texas State Senator Donna Campbell asked for his opinion on whether local tree rules violate property rights guaranteed in the state constitution. Mose Bushell, KUT News.